This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, I'm doing a last-minute like rush to get everything done. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. And I know there's a gazillion other stations you could be watching or listening to, and you've chosen this one. I used to like to say, and I still believe it, it just shows how high your IQ is, right? I mean, why would you watch, if you're a smart person, why would you want to watch or listen to any other program? It's just a question. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, we're going to talk about again. Yes, we're going to do it again. We're going to talk about the California elections. Can you call them elections, though? I mean, if you really didn't get a chance to vote on anybody? If it was basically stolen out from underneath you? No, really, I love this. We're going to talk about this more after the break, about the ballot harvesting. Think about that. That's just the same chill up your spine that when you hear things like they were organ harvesting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. It scares the crud out of me. In California, for some of you who don't know, they passed a law in 2017 that allows you to, activists to go into your neighborhood. And, you know, for those poor people who couldn't get out the day before the election, you know, along those lines. And what they did was said that, look, you can go and pick up your neighbor's ballot, pick up their neighbor's ballot, your uncle's ballot, maybe your aunt who's been dead for 22 years, pick up her ballot as well. And bring those to the county, bring those in to be counted. Are we serious here? It's just craziness, right? Or am I the only one who believes that way? I don't get it at all. And they had people walking in. Now, I used to think I was hot stuff because, you know, Tammy and I, we'd have friends calling us saying, well, who are you voting for here and what are you doing for there? So we thought we had influence on many votes that were going out. But heck, you walk in with 200 in your hand, you don't talk about influence. That's influence. And nobody on one particular side of the aisle thinks that there's anything wrong with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Oh, we're going to make so much fun of PETA, but I'm going to wait till the next hour to do that. Because I've got somebody coming on next hour that's an avid hunter. And I think he's going to have a field day with this. So, hey, we have a new Sheila Jackson Lee. And I'm sure she's very upset. Is she even around anymore? We don't hear from her anymore. They must have her on meds. The right meds this time. So now we have Ocasio-Cortez at it again, and she's going to be, I think she's going to be the replacement for Sheila Jackson Lee. She has my vote. And apparently she failed, they think she failed economics. I just think she can't add. That simple for me. And I'm having a hard time with this. I mean, do you really want to call her a representative? Because I want to know who she actually represents. She was called out this week for claiming a reported $21 trillion in Pentagon accounting errors could fund Medicare for everybody. Cortez, who will represent New York's 14th Congressional District, she called a national story about $21 trillion in Pentagon finance transactions between 1998 and 2015 could not be documented or explained. There's a big problem with that, though. The $21 trillion is not from 1998 to 2015. If you do your homework, I think it goes back almost, 17-something? Let me see if I can find it. I had it earlier, and that's why I get for closing the window, right? But it goes back to almost the beginning. We'll put it that way. Right? So she was talking about $21 trillion that you couldn't find, that the government couldn't account for. And just think about this. She hasn't actually sat in her seat yet. And the Washington Post already gave her four Pinocchios. I mean, isn't this just like when President Oblamo, I know some of you get crazy, let me rephrase that, ex-President Oblamo, when he got a Pulitzer Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, sorry, when he got the Nobel Peace Prize, before he even got in office. Boy, don't they wish they could take that back now. Anyway, it's hilarious to see what's happening. And somebody voted. I mean, people voted this woman in. I know. Keep your emails. Don't say, what'd you call her, a woman? Well, because she is a woman. She identifies as a woman. Right? But this should give you guys in New York, I have no sympathy. And listen, I got relatives in New York. I love you guys. Wonderful. I have no sympathy for you anymore. You get exactly what you deserve. You have de Blasio as the mayor in New York City. Crime's up. People are crapping in the streets, sleeping in the walkways to buildings, and he gets elected again. I mean, seriously, is there something in the air? Is there something in the water? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're talking about we'll get real numbers on election fraud in California. Appreciate your time with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
I'm the king of the rumba beat. We are back. There's no dancing in the studio. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being part of the conversation. Because you really got to talk to people about what's going on. You really have to, first of all, you have to learn where they're coming from. Right? You want to know how they approach issues. You might be on the same page, but they might come at it differently, and you can use that information to help somebody else understand. Or they might be totally screwed up. They have no clues to what they're talking about, and you can set them back on the right path. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Now, we've been talking about it. I've been posting stories for days. I am extremely irritated. I'm irritated at my party. I'm irritated at I'm irritated at people that are okay with cheating to win, especially in an election. And I think, how good can you feel about yourself? What kind of person of integrity are you? If you know that your election, your win, is tainted because of processes or possible cheating or what have you, for you to get in your office. It would bother me to no end. And for those of you who really know me personally, you know that's true. I want to kick your butt on my own. I don't want somebody cheating on my behalf to beat you. I want to be able to say, I worked hard, I made it happen. I am proud of the fact that I've had a couple of dozen people tell me I won because of how hard I worked for the election. And I didn't even think I worked that hard. Somebody told me... But you know what I'm saying? I can walk away from that election clean. I didn't do anything dirty, sneaky, underhanded. And I feel good about that. I don't know how anybody feels good about it when they cheat. So, with everything that's gone down, I've known this woman for quite a few years now, and she also is a person of integrity. I love what she's been doing, and it's been a passion of hers. Linda Payne joins me. She's a co-founder of the Election Integrity Project California. Linda, thanks for being with me.
Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you and I have known each other for quite a few years now, and this has always been a passion of yours. So... what I want you to do is tell people about the organization, and then let's get into why you got into it and really what we think we can do, what kind of changes we can make. But start off with, tell us about the organization and how people can help you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Well, we began Election Integrity Project back in December 2010 as a for-profit organization that makes no profit. It was only so we could start the work, and we began researching the California electoral process. For 6 years, we researched the voter rolls at the county level and the state level, and we are one of two states only who can train citizens in the election laws to go to the polls and observe the entire electoral process to see if we're compliant with state and federal law. By the time we came up to the 2016 election, what we were documenting was so egregious, we were seeing a crime happening with ballots being pulled from the polls and going through them and putting them in cardboard boxes. And in an attempt to stop them, one of our volunteers waited in front of their car so it wouldn't move for 4 hours while we contacted the county council, the fraud department, the registrar of voters, you name it, L.A. Times.
Oh, my God.
4 hours. Jeez, we finally said, go home. Nobody's coming. The cavalry does not care. And so after that, we decided we would no longer provide our reports to the registrars and the Secretary of State and to California attorneys, because in 6 years, nothing had ever been done with the documented evidence. And so we reached out instead to federal law firms, the Election Integrity, not the... Landmark Legal Foundation, and Judicial Watch. We began to post our data research, and that's how Judicial Watch actually contacted us when we put our first major, major press release out in 2017 regarding our research in the Secretary of State's statewide database, and noticed that we had, 3 to 4 million more people on the voter rolls than were eligible to vote.
Wait. Don't run over that fast. How many more people on the voter rolls?
3 to 4 million.
Jesus, sweet. And that's California alone, right?
State of California. L.A. County had about a million alone, just L.A. County.
I want people to let that sink in for a second. I want you to think about what she just said. You're talking about 3 million people, the total state of California. And when Donald Trump said that there was voter fraud going on in California, and they had millions more illegal votes going on, everybody poo-pooed him. But maybe he was right. I don't know. Anyhow, we're not here to back him up. We're here to talk about the reality. So 3 million, what do you want to call them, illegal registered voters? What do we call this?
Well, you know what they are? They're considered inactive because they're still on the voter rolls, but they're either deceased, they no longer live in the same address, but they're on the voter rolls under that address, They're citizens who've been duplicated, and one gentleman in one county was duplicated 7 times. They're registered in multiple counties, multiple states, and we cannot document the non-citizens on the voter rolls because of the agreement or the law that allows the Department of Motor Vehicles to keep that document private. And so in order to be able to look at how many people are registered through the new motor voter law that are not citizens, either legal or illegal, it's going to take federal action, legal action, to get that done.
Wait a minute, you got me a little confused here. So you can't get voter roll information from the DMV because that information is held under different laws or different processes? I don't understand.
Right. It's protected in some way.
The voter's not protected, just the data from DMV.
Right. The data, right.
That's amazing. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know where to go with that, right? God bless America. But, okay, so you can't get the information from the DMV. So how do you get the information you need to be able to prove how many more voters or how many more people voted than there are actually legal voters in the state?
Well, our organization qualifies to purchase the data at the state level and the county level. We qualify to purchase the Department of Health data. And so we have our own server now. We have volunteer programmer and analysts who spend countless hours, sometimes 10, 15 hours a day now that we're in election time, reviewing and analyzing the data, and that's how we're able to find it. So we can find everything except the non-citizens on the voter rolls. It's not that we're not going to continue working with Judicial Watch to try to accomplish that, but we can see it.
Okay. And when we come back, you know, I don't think people realize how bad it actually is, because when we talk about this on a regular basis, people always say to me, just a couple hundred votes here, just a couple hundred votes there. Let's put some real numbers to this when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. Linda Payne is with me. She's co-founder of the Election Integrity Project in California. A lot happening out here you need to know about. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a briefing by the CIA director, Senator Lindsey Graham says he's convinced that the Saudi crown prince was behind the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
MBS, the crown prince, is a wrecking ball
I think he's complicit in the murder of Mr. Khashoggi to the highest level possible.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid a condolence visit to former President George W. Bush and his family, who are staying at Blair House across from the White House before tomorrow's funeral for Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, the nation's 41st president. At the Capitol earlier, former Senate Majority Leader and fellow World War II vet, 95-year-old Bob Dole, was helped from his wheelchair and gave a salute to Bush's flag-draped casket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just get back to it because, you know, I've been screaming about the level of voter fraud that took place in California. Now, do I have pictures of anybody actually doing it? No, of course I don't. Nobody does, really. But when you talk about some of the things that went down here, and we'll do more about this later, but I told you about the one video that we saw where we actually had a poll worker, a young woman walks in and says, hey, my boyfriend's not here legally, but he's, you know, he's lived in the town, the city, whatever, for the last 10 years or so and so. And the poll worker said, get him in here. We can get him to vote. We can help him, you know, vote. Now, how does that happen? The poll worker can't say that she didn't know, because I'm sure one of the first things in a class is that you have to be a citizen to vote. I'm sure that's what's... well, unless you're in San Francisco. Anyhow, but let me bring her back on. Linda Payne joins me. She's a co-founder of Election Integrity Project California and is very well versed, understands, and has firsthand information on what's going on here in California. Linda, thanks for being with me.
Thanks to be back.
Now, you know, I want to get more into this. I want to get more into, you know, some of the things that went on in California. It was almost blatant and in your face with some of the things that they did. Let's talk a little bit about the ballot harvesting, right? The absentee ballot harvesting. Now, that sounds like a catchy phrase, and it sounds good, and it's going to get everybody, but it's real. Tell people what that is.
It is real. In fact, it was passed in 2016, not to be implemented until 2017, but it actually was implemented early, but nobody caught it at the time because they weren't expecting it. So it's been on the books and was finally actually implemented this year in time for 2018. And what it was supposed to do is allow for people to knock on doors and say, hey, let me help you get your vote by mail ballot into the office. I'm happy to pick it up for you and take it. But we have documentation, and in fact, one of our observers out in Fresno County who tagged along and watched a gentleman who knocked on the door, and when someone said, well, I haven't marked my ballot yet, and he would say, well, here, let me help you, and I can't touch your ballot, but I can tell you what's going on. I can give you an idea who to vote for. Now, that was never intended to be that, But that is what it became. And so there seemed to be a game plan that was a coordinated effort throughout the states to pick up ballots from people, and the system was marking them. But I'll tell you what, Joe, one of our concerns, though, is exactly where all the ballots came from. And beginning in the primaries, we began getting a huge number of calls of citizens who say that their registration was changed without their knowledge or permission to a vote-by-mail ballot. And then they didn't get the vote-by-mail ballot, so they had to vote with a provisional ballot. And the same with citizens who were actually registered vote-by-mail. They did not get their ballot. They had to vote with a regular ballot. You know, and our concern is what happened to all those ballots that never showed up. Well, this weekend we were reviewing the incident reports that came through, and we had thousands. We had about 1,000 people out there, and each one turning in, you know, 5 to 10 incident reports, roughly. Right. But we had two that said they went to vote, and they were told that their ballot had been turned in during early voting. And they were outraged because they were ones who were changed to vote by mail ballot. They never got it. And then they go to vote and find out that ballot was cast by someone else. And we're researching to find out just how many. My concern is there a connection between the ballot harvesting with some of those huge numbers that came in? Were they actually harvested by knocking on doors? Or were they harvested by taking ballots that should have been delivered to citizens and voting early for them, like the two incidents that we have already documented?
Well, there were plenty of those coming into our own headquarters. Leo, in 2016, I remember back then we were getting people coming into Republican headquarters saying, hey, look, my voter registration says that I've re-registered as an absentee ballot voter. I didn't. I never did. And we would, and this was weeks before the election. We would, you know, we were in trying to clean this mess up then. We saw it happen back then. And now in this election cycle, we had people calling us saying the same thing you were just talking about, where they went in to vote at night after work, and they were told that they had already voted earlier that day, or that they were absentee ballot voters and their absentee had already been received. I mean, this is, the left screams about voter integrity and making sure everybody's vote counts. Well, in this case, everybody's vote, everybody, every legal vote didn't actually really count now, did it?
That appears to be the case. And we put out a press release, I think it was last week, thereabouts, regarding our concerns with the primary, where after the primary was certified, L.A. County turned in numbers for the numbers of people who voted in person and the people who voted vote by mail. And 3.5 months later, after that certification, the numbers changed. The vote in person number went down by about 155,000 plus. And the vote-by-mail number went up by about 122,000 plus. So how do we explain those numbers except for, perhaps, the vote-by-mail ballots that didn't go to the actual voter, perhaps they were voted and turned in after Election Day, like what we saw this time around in November. And we'll be looking into that, and we'll likely need volunteers to help us to go through the signatures. We're hoping, if we can pull this off, we're hoping to do a deep audit of the envelopes for this vote-by-mail and the provisional and the conditional ballot and the sign-in rosters as well, in order to try to allow citizens themselves to tell us which signature is theirs. And then we can find out of the ballots that counted, if the signature on the provisional ballot turned out to be the actual voters and there also was a corresponding vote-by-mail ballot, that means that voter didn't vote because the provisional would have been tossed out.
Wow. People need to realize that, you know, again, this could be both sides. For some of you on the side of the Democrats who think, you know, this is no big deal or what have you, I want you to think about something. If you voted for Bernie Sanders, you got screwed. I mean, they worked at making sure that Hillary Clinton won that race. If you don't think that they were trying the same thing out then or doing the same kinds of things then you're not awake. You must be in a coma somewhere. So don't think that this is, and again, to my Democrat friends, if the Republicans figure out how to do this and do it right or do it better, what makes you think they won't do the same thing? So again, I go back to what I keep saying. You cannot figure that this is okay to do because the end justifies the means. Because a lot of Dem friends will tell me that, hey, you know, we're the best people for the job, so it really doesn't matter how we get there. It's like, oh, really? Oh, my God, this is just sickening to no end. So I know that you have dealt in the past with Dean Logan, the L.A. County, not the registrar, the voter registrar,
yes.
Anyway.
Registrar.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I know you've presented proof that they're registered voters that are either dead or not here anymore or what have you. Has he ever done anything or suggested that he would do anything to clean those rolls up?
Well, you know, we turned in our first report to the L.A. County after the 2012 election, and it took us pressing him with three letters and ceasing the DA before he actually responded. And at that time, they didn't really clean anything up. But it was in August 28, 2015, we had a civil rights hearing. Now, none of you heard about it because it was the best-kept secret. That was supposed to be a public hearing. And yet Californians had no idea that by 2015 we had documented enough evidence to warrant a United States Commission on Civil Rights hearing brought about by the California Committee to the U.S. Commission, who had researched our documentation. The amazing thing is we had that hearing. There were no cameras. There was no real public hearing. We provided a mountain of evidence on the stage. We brought forward 82 citizens from around the state, Democrat, Republican, Independent, young, old, you know, you name it. One gentleman drove from Trinity County, 1,500 miles, to testify. And the report was so damning to the Secretary of State and the LA County Registrar that the regional commissioner who oversaw the hearing believed that every state should have a citizen oversight organization like Election Integrity Project California, and they felt that there needed to be federal investigation. The report was subsequently heavily redacted and buried, and
wow.
He was removed from his position. So we hope that at some point the Department of Justice will release that report, and at that point President Trump will be vindicated. California is the blueprint for how to manipulate the outcome of elections.
All right, so let's go through, when we come back, let's go through how do provisionals get counted, if at all, and what people can do to assure that their vote counts, because they really need to know how to do this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get back to it. Linda Payne joins me. She's the co-founder of Election Integrity Project California, and we're talking about some of the perceived, not even perceived. I won't talk for her. I'm just talking for me. The voter fraud that actually took place here in California. There's just no way. Some of these numbers just simply don't make sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. And if somebody walks in the door with 100 to 200 ballots in their hands, I'm sorry. This is not a community organizer. All right? You know what I'm saying? This is a community thief. It's just my personal opinion. Anyway, Linda, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
I agree.
when you get one woman out of Newport Beach, one woman said that she had not missed a vote in 43 years. She was forced to fill out a provisional ballot on election day. She said her vote still hasn't been counted. 43 years the woman voted. You want to talk about election integrity? You want to talk about somebody whose vote got stolen for all intents and purposes? It's just, it's amazing. So explain to people, first of all, how does a provisional, or when does a provisional ballot get voted, get counted, if at all?
Well, you know, the understanding of how a provisional works is so important because the poll workers are actually not trained well on this. And most poll workers will tell the voter, oh, don't worry, your provisional ballot is the same as a regular ballot and it'll be counted the same day. Well, that's not true. So the timeline in which the ballots are counted is when the vote-by-mail ballots start coming in, they're allowed to process them, meaning they verify the signature, make sure they belong to a registered voter, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of election day, they have to count the same-day ballots first. So the vote-by-mail ballots actually are not supposed to be counted before the same-day ballots. We know some counties do it anyway. But once the same-day ballots are voted, then they go back to the vote-by-mail ballots that came in earlier. They count them. They process the ballots that came in on election day and the vote-by-mail that came in after election day. The last ballots to be counted are the provisional ballots, and they likely don't start on them for 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how large the number of in-person ballots and vote-by-mail ballots are. Now, before a provisional ballot can even be counted, it has to be checked against the check-in rosters to see if the ballot was, if the voter voted in person. And if they didn't, it has to be checked against a potential vote-by-mail ballot to see if the voter sent in a vote-by-mail ballot. If they find that the voter voted in person or vote-by-mail, then that provisional ballot is tossed. It's not counted. So, this is why our concern is so great about the huge number of people being changed to vote by mail without their knowledge. If those ballots are harvested and voted, then what's happening is that certain voters could be targeted for being silenced. This is a civil rights violation, and this is what we want to go after. And we need the citizens of California to let us know that it happened to them. They can go to our website at www.eip-ca.com. There's a survey there. They can fill out the survey, and that would be really helpful. Or they can click on the tab, Contact EIPCA. And we are providing this information to the attorneys that we're working with as we're trying to figure out which case, maybe how many cases, need to be filed in order to restore integrity to California's electoral process.
So I walk in. Go ahead.
Joe, we are recommending do not vote in a way in which your ballot has to be in an envelope because it has to be processed. When it has to be processed, it opens the door for those who would cheat to actually process the ballot in a way in which it doesn't count. The safest way to vote is to go on election day in person and vote with the same day ballot.
Well, you know, we're a transient world, and people have jobs, and they've got things to do. And don't get me started. So let's get down to the process, though. So I go in to vote at 4 o'clock, and they say, "Hey, you've already voted this morning," and we've already talked about this, but I want to make sure people are clear. And they say, "Well, that's okay. Here, fill in your provisional ballot, and it'll get counted later." So that ballot gets filled in and gets thrown in a box, gets down to the county recorder's office. They open it up. They see that you already voted that day, that a vote had already been cast under your name. What do they do with that provisional ballot?
Well, by law, they have to save the envelope for 2 years, and that's why it's really important that we get the provisional ballot envelopes. It's not the ballot itself, because those still have to stay private, but it's the envelopes, and that way we can verify which signature belongs to the actual voter. You know, when you go in to vote, the scenario you just laid out here, if you go in to vote and they say, well, we have you recorded as having voted with a vote-by-mail early, but go ahead and vote with the provisional, well, your provisional is not going to count because that vote-by-mail that came in has priority over the provisional. But see, even down that, and they go through the motions to make you feel good about voting, make you feel like you voted. It's like Stalin said, it's not that they think they voted. But the procedures in California are so corrupted and easy to manipulate that we've got a lot of work to do to actually, we need to repeal some of the California laws in order to restore integrity to the process. The laws actually make it legal to make it possible to do elections, really.
Right.
But in my opinion, the federal government is going to need to come in and assist here because it's that bad.
So I agree with you that you have to repeal some of these laws, but look who's in control. Look how they got there. And do you really think you're going to be able to repeal those?
Well, I don't believe the citizens can, and that's why we reached out to the federal law firms. I believe the Department of Justice is going to have to investigate the laws that were passed, perhaps how they were passed. You know, I don't know what they're going to do and how they do it because I'm not a lawyer. But I do know that we, in 8 years we've been at this, we have attempted many times to reach out to California attorneys. But it is immensely expensive, and it's not popular, and the talking points say there is no voter fraud. So, therefore, why would we risk putting the money into this, the challenges that law firm? So we just came to realize that a California law firm, it's just not going to happen in California. We would love to see a public interest law firm established in California that is solely focused on election integrity and voter fraud. And that way, these attorneys can be paid by donations from the citizens who care about this. And I think that's time for that to happen. And that way, these attorneys can work with the federal-level lawyers who would like to come in and file cases on behalf of citizens. But they can't do it unless there's a California attorney willing to work with them.
So I agree with you, and I've said this for years. The only real way to make sure your vote counts, the only real way to do this is to go in, actually go in and cast your vote. But you know, again, a lot of people, A, aren't going to be able to do that, or when you go in and cast your vote, as some did, they're going to tell you already voted. They're going to give you a provisional ballot. I mean, are you just, you're just done at that time, right?
Well, you know, this is where they can contact Election Integrity Project. The more we have educated people in the last 8 years, the more people know who to call. So we had calls beginning at 7 a.m. in the morning. We had contacts to the website, people letting us know what was going on. And that is how citizens can get involved in taking a stand. If this happened to them, we want to know, because their documented evidence will be joined with the hundreds of documents we've already reviewed and that we're providing to the attorneys. These are considered evidence. When you go to the website, Joe, we also have a citizen incident statement. If they download that, fill it out, and sign it, that becomes a legal document. It's a legal complaint that will be given to a Landmark Legal Foundation or Judicial Watch or whomever we end up working with. That will be included in there. That way they can know that their complaint will be heard and combined with the evidence provided to take action.
All right, Linda. Tell people again how they can help you, you know, fix these kind of things, how they can get involved, what they can do in their area to help you out.
Right now, we, you know, if they'd like to help fund us, you know, every organization that's a nonprofit depends on the funding from people who believe in the work that we're doing, so they can go to the website and donate. They can go to the website, tell us their story. And they can also let us know if they'd like to help put a team in their community. Right now, we're not observing, we're not training because we don't have an election happening right now. But we would love to take 2019 and be able to slowly build teams in every community in the state in order to prepare for 2020. So that's another way they can let us know they'd like to be involved in that.
Well, listen, keep up the good work. Like I said, I've known you for a long time, and I know the work that you do, and I know you're honest and a person of integrity. Just keep it up, and anything I can do to help, I will. I mean, what little I can do, we'll get the word out there, and we'll get people working on it. So thanks again for what you do.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for having me.
Yep. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. And seriously, you know, it's a bit of a smorgasbord of stories we have tonight. But when it comes to voter integrity, when it comes to making sure your vote counts, you have to work at it because nobody else cares. We'll be back in a few minutes.